The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband, I'm gonna kill you, bitch.
Hey everybody, this is Sarah.
Hey, this is Megan.
You are listening to It's Always the Husband. We are here again with another really good episode of Forensic Files.
We can't get enough.
Yeah, we're already giggling at the start of this foolery. It's a good one. You're going to immediately want to watch this one if you have not seen it. It's made the rounds. You may have seen this one. It's really unbelievable. And I have updated information.
You do?
Yes.
Oh my God.
For the end. So we are going to 1997.
Yeah.
Okay. 1997 is when I graduated college. So a long time
ago. A year before I graduated college. Yeah.
Really long time ago. And again, I didn't really look up what happened in 1997, but
let's try to remember it.
Because I remember I had to be like a functioning adult, and that sucked.
Ooh.
College is done.
I'm sure I was hanging out at the Tross, dancing.
Right. Yeah, I don't even remember. I was a loser. But before we travel back in time to 1997, we have to thank a few more people. We had a Facebook fundraiser, and we reached our goal. We had the kindest, nicest family and friends.
We had Kelly Stuffed
who donated, who's been a huge supporter of our show, her and
her
husband,
Kelly.
Brent. My roommate in college, speaking of, Marnie donated. Marnie B. She's been amazing. My aunt Kim also has been listening and donated. So nice. And my sister-in-law, Shannon, had a big donation.
Thanks, Shannon.
Yes. Just joined our family in lawful marriage this summer. But she's been around for a long time.
So keep your wits about you now, Shannon. Yeah. Keep your wits about you.
These four get...
Watch the insurance.
Right. Yeah, if the insurance starts upping, then you know.
Get
then
out.
You know.
We'll still like you.
So here is a good Sophia burn you can use against people you hate.
Yeah.
Anytime, actually.
This birthday thing kind of has me depressed as well. You think you could help me too?
Sure. No matter how bad things get, remember these sage words. You're old, you're sad, get over it. You know Jesus personally. Wake up and smell the coffee, you fossil.
So if there's an elderly person at work, you can say that to them. That was a good one. She said it to Blanche. So our forensic files.
I'm drinking out of Blanche's cup.
Yes,
today.
I have Golden Girls cups. Etched cups.
Yeah.
You got Blanche.
I got Blanche.
Our episode is called Bad Medicine. And boy.
Your love is like bad medicine.
That is the story.
It sure is.
It's the song for this story. Explaining it is even going to be hard because it's so ungodly unbelievable.
Hey, guess what? While you were doing Sophia Byrne, I found out what actually happened in 1997.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we were in college and just making our way through life. And while we were doing that, this is what was happening. Oasis. Remember the band Oasis?
Yeah.
The Dirty Brothers.
That literally looked dirty all the time. I mean, like unclean.
They had horrible eyebrow issues.
Yeah.
They had a great album. The movie Titanic.
Oh,
was
big.
So King of the World.
Right.
And I never was really into that movie.
Everyone else loved it.
Yeah, me too. And I was like,
still
that's
to this
enough.
Day, just once.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a baby Leo until he kind of pubed.
Even though
he's my age exactly, but he still looked like a 14-year-old. He pubed. And now he looks like a man, but he's 45.
I just can't. I couldn't stand the like dialogue was just literally them screaming their names across the boat, like Jack.
It's a big ship.
Rose.
Yeah.
Jack. Right. Rose. I was like, I could have written this script. This is an Academy Award winner. They just scream each other's names. And then the last thing that happened, sadly, was Princess Diana died.
God, that's awful.
I remember that night. Like, I was at my cousin's wedding when it
happened. I remember, too, coming home and watching it. It's crazy. So awful. No wonder why Harry wants to leave. He's terrified that that's going to happen to his wife.
I know. They treat Good her like for crap. Him. We were passing the pictures around of Meghan and Harry going back to the UK, right? And we're stunning. So excited. Yes. Those two.
She's showing them, like,
that's right.
Okay, this is what freedom looks like. Suck it, royals.
Yep. Yeah.
Again, exactly. It's so hard to be royal. It's so hard.
It is.
I know why they want to escape I know. It. It's so hard.
You live like a royal. Yeah. We both do. We live like a royal royalty
we do.
Here.
My home is the same as Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, they've seen pictures of where we record. This is,
right.
I mean.
Stunning.
It is.
It's lovely. So we start our episode with the typical kind of intro to get you excited about the episode before the theme song.
Yeah.
It says, a series of medical mix-ups left one woman dead of neglected homicide, and then a single strand of hair solves another medical mystery, and this made headlines around the world. And
yeah.
It did. This became a pretty big story.
I don't remember this,
I don't either, but when we do our follow-up, it kind of is funny how this guy is kind of been remembered for what he did.
Okay, good.
So the very first scene, I even had to stop. I texted Meghan and said, I'm already dying. It's 1 minute, 26 seconds in, and I'm dying already at this episode. I can't even handle it.
This show is writing itself.
So it's home video of Halloween 1997. I don't even know if you remember this. The dad in our story, first off, his name is Tony Pignataro.
Yeah.
Dr. Tony Pignataro.
His
two kids and his wife, they're dressed up for Halloween. The dad is in a nightmarishly horrifying clown costume.
Stomping around the living room.
Than Pennywise. Worse than John Wayne Gacy in his gross ass clown molester outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, ungodly, horrifying clown outfit. Like, sir, and she's like, what is your intent?
Say happy Halloween.
The intro scene. So I'm dying.
Right. And then she's screaming her kid's name. Right. Ralph. Ralph. Right. Again, hot name.
Right. I know.
Ralph?
So then we cut to a family picture. Ralph? I know. Ralph is not
can't get
really
over it.
A modern name in any term or any.
No.
Ralph should never have been a name. The kids are really cute. The wife looks exactly like Aidy Bryant from Saturday Night Live. Like, if you picture her, exactly. I couldn't get over
but
it.
Her hair was,
I mean, well,
ugly. Aidy Bryant.
And then
hair.
The dad had a Mr. Brady perm from Hawaii. Oh, like, if you picture the Hawaii episodes, he had this. And then
the
hair
spider in the cave
is a story. Yeah, the spider in the bed.
Yeah.
It crawled on the bed.
Oh, that's right. It was in the bed.
So Dr. Anthony Pignataro, Dr. Pig, as we'll call him, and his wife, Deborah Pignataro. So Dr. Anthony, not only was he a doctor, we'll find out, he was, quote, an entrepreneur, quote. He invented and he wore, just sit down or get your Depends on. He invented, this man invented it, and it actually was an invention. This fully was made in a product. The Snap-on toupee.
Yep.
Now, it's not like a Velcro Snap-on.
No.
These dicks who bought the Snap-on toupee literally had to go into his doctor's office. He drilled four screws into your skull. And you would literally snap them on with screws, the toupee. So the Mr. Brady permed hair was one of the styles of snap-on toupee because that's the one he wore. He also was a customer. What kind of
he's not
dumb
only
asshole is so
it,
desperate?
He's a client.
Yeah, he is a client.
Yeah.
You go in and then they say, we're going to drill 4 screws into your skull and then you're going to snap on this cheap wig?
Bolts. They were
bolts.
In
they
your
were bolted
skull.
In like Frankenstein into your head.
I can't
head.
Imagine that would feel good anytime
right.
you were pressing... like snapping it. Ouch.
And then you take it off for some reason and the woman in your life is going to say, absolutely not. This is not young Frankenstein where you are a modern Frankenstein. This is not okay. What is going through your mind that this made sense? And so they show the wife who is just the 80 Bryant looking Mrs. Pig. Debbie says, he's always been different when they ask her about the snap-on toupee. And then she laughs to herself and said, he came up with this idea off the top of his head.
I guess you could say off the top of his head.
So you're like, no, he was high on
LSD.
Jankum. Yeah. He was snorting bath salts, poop, fermented poop. He was on something horrific to come up with this idea. And then people actually said, sure, yeah, I'll invest in that. And then people said, sure, yeah, I'll get it done. No.
Nope.
And then you see...
both of our husbands could benefit from a snap-on toupee.
From the snap-on toupee. So mine would have only hair at the top and none on the sides because he's totally bald, like shaved head bald. So you'd have the Mr. Brady permed wig top. And then nothing on the
mine
ends.
Would just need 4 bolts just in the back.
Just a yarmulke.
Yeah, a yarmulke snap on.
Oh my God. So terrible. And so then you see an attorney. I don't even know if it was his attorney, but an attorney, Dennis, says. A family friend just says, I just remember laughing at him. Like laughing at him. He was the subject of tons of jokes. His whole family laughed at him. We thought it was ridiculous.
Like, ha ha ha.
I mean, this is
I'm snapping on my toupee.
Shitty.
Yeah. But he was like, no, it's hot.
Oh, it was hardcore
it's the best
into
thing.
It. Yeah. He thought he was hot. Mm-hmm. And no. No, sir. Mm-hmm. No. So he had a medical practice. It was cosmetic surgery.
Right.
Yeah. And he would do the surgeries in his office, which some cosmetic surgeons have a surgery suite kind of in their office, but it's a literal surgical room. I feel like his was like a closet, surgical suite. See, he had no anesthesiologist. He just... you know, went by ear, played it by ear for anesthesiologist job. He didn't have one. He had no registered nurse. There
just
seems to be
his wife.
Yeah, I think his wife helped, right?
Yes.
And
she wasn't even a nurse or anything.
No, she was nothing. So Dr. Pig had a client, Sarah Smith, who wanted some new boobs, in a pretty complex surgery it was.
She wanted them big.
Yeah.
She wanted biggins, biggins.
And it was a complex cutting in their surgery.
She was only 26, right?
So he did it in the office. Again, no anesthesiologist. I can't even understand how this is even possible.
No.
So during the surgery, she's wakes up and says, ouch, pretty much. I'm feeling some pain. Horrifying. Yep. Everyone's worst nightmare. So he says to... the wife, just give her some more sodium pentothal. Mm-hmm. Just give her a crank it up a bit.
Well, it said there was an RN in there. So he had a nurse and his wife and him were all in the surgery room.
Obviously, right away, her system starts shutting down because there's no measuring. There's no maintaining her airway. There's no seeing if she's responding well to the anesthesia, which every normal surgery should have. This type of surgery she's having should have absolutely 100% been done in a hospital in a surgical suite. So the wife said he had to break scrub. So I guess take off his chicken tonight gloves he got from
she knew the terminology. He broke scrub.
And she dies. I mean, he killed her. Right. She died on the table. There wasn't even a ventilator to help her breathe.
No.
Like she had nothing in her lungs, nothing. So the DA right away looks into this and realizes not only is he not a board certified plastic surgeon. He's not even really trained as a surgeon.
Nope.
He's not even trained as any kind of surgery. He kind of did, she said, ear, nose, and throat and
ENT.
Never even finished.
Yes, and he didn't finish. What is ENT doing for boobs?
I don't know why you think you're good enough to do that. That's not at all the same thing.
That's a different body part right. altogether.
And you need to research who's cutting you up.
If your boobs are on right. your face, you right. got more problems than right. just making them bigger.
No, this guy was a huge dick. So he's lying about his medical certificates. I don't even know how he has a medical license. I have no idea how. So they show him going to court. Yeah. His attorney is walking with him. His attorney looks like Skeletor put on a suit, a cheap suit. So Skeletor gets out of his armor, his purple armor, takes off his helmet and puts on a cheap Men's Warehouse suit. And Skeletor is walking this dick in his permed bolt-on hair into the courtroom. And right away, any judge is going to say, good God.
Sir, you're guilty.
Yeah, yeah, you are a moron. So he's charged with manslaughter, but Dr. Pig pleads guilty to criminally negligent homicide.
Yeah.
So he's fined $5,000 to a, what?
That's nothing.
He does 2 months in prison. He gets 250 community service hours, which lame. Again, if you watch Trailer Park Boys, this is what like Ricky and Julian get for selling weed every end mm-hmm. of every season. Like, how is this the same as murdering someone? Really? Because you knew this could happen. But most importantly, they revoked his medical license. Thank
right.
God. They took it away from this dick. So he gets out of prison. He has no medical license. He can't leave the area because of his parole. He right. can't leave town. So Debbie, the wife, is saying, you know, he was pretty depressed. He couldn't make any money. He just kind of stayed at home. Then he starts reporting to the police that someone spray painted killer on his house.
Those damn right. vandals.
Yeah, someone vandaled and spray painted killer. Is this anyone cares enough about him to do that?
Yeah, death. They right. were sending or
and he claimed that he was getting all these threats? Death yeah. threats over the phone. Again, nobody cares yeah. about you this much, but the police are okay. Then Tony, Dr. Pig, realizes he's never going to get his license back. And he just really falls into a depression and he splits with Debbie
mm-hmm.
and moves out. Then all of a sudden, they just kind of pass through time. And Debbie, for some reason, takes this huge dumbass dick back. He moves back in. Debbie, I don't know what you're thinking.
That
Debbie,
was a bad
get
idea,
rid of him. He's
Debbie.
Gross. He's a liar. He has bolts in his skull.
Yes.
He's dresses up
you
as a
can
weird
do
clown.
Better, Debbie.
You could do better.
Someone without metal poking out of his
right
scalp would could, be better.
Could want you.
That would be better.
So Tony is.
What if you stuck magnets to his head at night?
He probably like, could like stick to a magnet on the ceiling.
You want to remind your sleep? Husband to like yeah. do something, and you just
right. Your
stick,
bolts are yeah. showing.
Let me just.
Ouch! Stick. Your bolts are getting me. Can you put something on? Your bolts are scratching. God. So Tony, this whole time is being supported by his mother. So he's a mama's boy as well. Just sign me up. Sign me up for a mama's boy that doesn't work. That's a liar and a weird narcissistic fool.
Yeah, and she had
kills
like,
people. Really, bolts in his head.
She looked like fancy gray hair with a bun. She was like one of those ladies who still
yes.
had long hair
right.
as an old woman, and it was
in a gray
coiffed.
Bun. Yeah.
Yes.
So someone says he pretty much just had his life handed to him on a platter. So he's
yeah.
one of those
oh,
people that's never.
His dad
yeah.
was a surgeon too, right?
right.
Or something.
Probably
yeah.
a real surgeon.
So he
yeah.
was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came from money. He had money.
Right.
And mommy was taking care of him still.
Right.
So there's some B-roll here of Debbie on the couch reading some Anne Rule.
Yes,
book.
I read Anne Rule.
Oh, last she's dance, one of last us. Chance. So she's reading some true crime.
Yes. Yes,
and
Debbie.
She should have some
I
knowledge.
Hope she's listening.
I know. Well, yeah, I hope. I hope so too.
Ears
maybe
still
not.
Work. I know.
So immediately, as you can guess, right after the reconciliation, Debbie, Mrs. Pig, starts feeling ill. She's feeling really sick. So she just thought for a while she had the flu, but it's lasting for months. She's not getting better. And then she's getting more and more nauseous. She's vomiting. She has trouble walking.
Yes, her she loses extremities the ability are numb. To yes. use her legs.
Right. Her feet go numb. Her hands go numb. She's in a wheelchair. She's really, really sick. So we see her doctor, Michael.
What is
Snyderman.
Wrong with Michael?
So picture a corpse that has been reanimated slightly. A mumbling corpse is Dr. Snyderman.
I can't even think of who I could
it's a corpse.
Help you
it's
to
a
imagine him
from
to
Walking
look
Dead
like.
That they kind of just sat in a chair and said mumble and they filmed him. And that was Dr. Snyderman.
Mumble and say doctory things.
So Dr. Pig, while Debbie is in the hospital, keeps suggesting that they should just take out her gallbladder. And so Mumble Corpse Doctor is saying, we're not going to just take out her gallbladder. That doesn't make any sense. And she can't have surgery right now. She's going to die on the table.
Right. They're saying
like she's close to death.
That she has some neurological issues like Guillain-Barre syndrome.
Yeah. I should have wrote it.
Which you can get that when you're pregnant, too, I think.
And that's
where you're like paralyzed for a while.
And that a lot of, you know, that can be that same numbness feeling or that she had pancreatitis or, you know, like what?
So
in the hospital, she started feeling better. So they sent her home. Immediately when she gets home again, it starts all over. She's getting really sick.
All over again. Yeah.
She's in the wheelchair. She's just going downhill really fast.
She started having memory loss. Like she couldn't even remember
she's getting
things.
Fucked up sideways. Yeah. Just hardcore. Then her daughter started getting the same symptoms, which was really scary. And
that's when it's like, no joke.
Right.
Something's wrong here.
Definitely happening. So she's
not
in
the fact
hospital.
That she couldn't walk and was puking. All the time.
Doctor walking mumbling corpse. starts to analyze, maybe I could take a look at her blood or something, you know. So he analyzes her bone marrow and sees the cells are like totally deteriorated. Mm-hmm. And then he said, it looks like something I once saw at a medical school. And he's mumbling. Literally, like his face is falling off the skull as he's talking.
Yeah, it's like melting.
Right.
Melty face.
He looks like from the Indiana Jones when they melted, when they opened up the ark and their faces melted off. He's mid-melt, the sir. It's mid-melt. Sir. Will the gentleman please close the arc so that I can hear what you're saying and understand what you're saying?
I'd like my face back.
Right. So he goes downstairs or wherever. He goes to the library, gets some toxicology books, and determines for all her symptoms, what her blood is showing him. She has arsenic poisoning. So they test her blood for it. And she has 29,000 micrograms per liter. So what does that mean? So that now is the highest ever recorded in a person that's still alive. And Mumbly Corp says even 50 to 100 micrograms would kill an adult. She had 29,000.
29,000.
Yes.
So but 50
could kill
somebody.
You. She has 29,000. So the police step in.
She's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
She has to be.
For toughest bitch ever.
I mean, my God. She's just like, just all eating arsenic left and right, saying, watch, it doesn't kill me.
Give it to
I'm
me.
I'm immune.
Yeah.
So the police put her under 24/7 security because they're finally understanding that somebody is poisoning
her. Yes, this is poison.
So they, first off, take a while to maybe get to the point here. So they go, they test Dr. Pig, Tony, and the two children. The daughter also has higher than normal arsenic. The son and the husband are clear.
Untouched.
Right. So before they do anything else, they look at the source of water for Seneca, New York. So this
again,
is where this takes
bad
place.
Bad idea.
Right. Go right to the water.
Go
but
to the husband.
Right.
Go
they don't know
right to
because
the
they're
husband.
Stupid. So they decide, they tell us that in the 1900s, arsenic was the primary ingredient in embalming. So all the corpses rotting in the graveyard are sending all this arsenic into the groundwater for the town. So
thanks
I don't even know if the town realized until they decided to check the water for the town that they all were being poisoned by arsenic for 100 years. So they realize that, no, their water is
tough
okay.
Tough as nails.
Yeah. they're not being corpse poisoned like Dr. Corpse. So then they go to the pig home. The pig home is clear of arsenic by their first kind of look around. And then their second thing is, she must have just done this to herself.
Why?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, police officers? You are kidding me. You check the corpse groundwater and then you decide she does it to herself before you look at her murderous husband who already went to jail for killing
someone? He's already been in prison.
You are completely pieces of shit.
I was screaming.
Oh my God.
At my computer. Yes.
Debbie says, are you fucking kidding me? If I wanted to kill myself, I would do it quick. I'm not a dumbass. I wouldn't torture myself by just giving myself arsenic and being in pain all day long.
It takes to kill me.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, let's blame the woman first before we look at her husband. Are you serious right now?
Down with the patriarchy.
Oh. So then they finally think, it has to be the woman who died with her breast boob job. Yes, they think her family, Sarah Smith's family, Dan Smith, the mourning husband, obviously wanted to take Debbie away from Tony. So this is what Tony is
ridiculous.
Saying. Like, Dan Smith is trying to kill me. I took his wife away from him, so he wants to take my Debbie A.D. Bryant away from me. And so he came into my home and poisoned her meals. And Dan Smith,
for several months.
They find out that Dan Smith and his family, they moved away immediately after Sarah died. They left the area. They wanted to start again. He's not trying to kill his wife slowly over months. Get real.
No one has that kind of time.
So then the detectives interview the daughter. They decide, let's search the home a little bit better. You think so? So the daughter says, well, the day she got really sick, she ate soup that was just sitting on the stove for dinner. I don't ever cook for my daughter, so my daughter has to very much scrounge for food. And so that's something she would do, just eat random food. Something about, since I'm a terrible cook.
But lots of times if I may, I actually do
you cook
for my family.
Don't.
But I will leave like chili or soup on the stove and people just eat it when they feel like
so
it.
So she
like
just went and had a bowl and then got really, really sick. So the police think, the poison might be somehow in the home if the daughter
got it. Could it be in the soup?
So
the girl ate the soup and got explosive diarrhea.
Right.
Could
Debbie says
soup.
That was one of the days she had come home from the hospital and was pretty much bedridden because the bitch is in a wheelchair. She can't walk. And
with
one
29,000 micrograms
that
of
Tony, Dr. Pig, cooked her soup and brought it to her. And the police finally think, so they decide to test her hair because poison shows up in your hair, in the keratin in your hair. And that, I guess, is why Britney Spears shaved her head because she had all those drugs in her system. I think she shaved it because she didn't want to.
I thought she just did it because she was really
I think she didn't
up.
Want to be tested for drugs. Somebody said that's why she shaved her hair. She didn't want the proof of drugs in her hair.
She was so mentally ill.
I know. The poor dear.
Poor Britney.
So what they do is they just chop up her hair and they pass light through it. It can tell you how much arsenic is in your hair.
This part,
I know, it's the science.
I don't,
so
this
they
part I just
found
tuned out.
That,
they melted her hair.
Right, they melted it and then they shine light through it and it will tell you.
Something about light.
Yeah, how much arsenic is in the hair.
It's poison.
Yeah, surprise in May when she reconciled with Dr. Pig bolts on. In May 1999, when he moved into the house again, that's when she started getting small doses of arsenic repeatedly. And then the end of July, she got her 80 times the deadly rate dose, one huge, large dose. Right. So during all this time, again, they look back at Sarah Smith's poor husband. And again, he's not even in the area time from May to July.
Doesn't care
the
anymore.
The only one left for them to finally force to look at as a suspect is Dr. Pig. Get real.
Duh.
So the people, Debbie then makes a comment that says the people that were doing her hair analysis asked the cops, like, when was her funeral? And they said, she's still alive. They could not believe that someone with her amount of poisoning was still alive. So they asked, when did she die? And Debbie's like, they said, she's still here. So that's how much poison she had in her
system.
Debbie just a warrior.
She was.
Debbie killed it with her arsenic poisoning. So the hair on her head in her terrible hairstyle saved the day.
It did.
Yes. It established the timeline, and it was exactly all the times her husband was home feeding her during the reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
So now they realized Tony was really involved. When she went into the hospital, he kept begging, which we'll find out why, for her to have her gallbladder randomly mm-hmm. removed, which anyone with any medical at all experience would know that she was way too weak too to weak. Survive a surgery.
Her legs weren't working. She should not be and, under anesthesia. Yeah,
the daughter says he also at that time, besides being a dick about her gallbladder, was setting mouse traps all over the goddamn house. And then ant the police traps, find ant traps. And the daughter and the police say, oh my God, what are these traps? What did he use for bait? And she's like, I don't know. They were these round tins. And the police are like, good grief. So they realize it's called Grant's Kills Ants brand. Clever. So
hot name again.
Yeah. Medical, these little tins, and they all contain arsenic. And he's been buying them in a little general store, literally right down like the block from his house. And he's had these ant traps in his house. And that is the source of arsenic. So
he must have had a shit ton of traps.
Right.
For 29,000.
Yes. But I don't even know how much in a trap is in a trap. So we find a little bit out about Tony, and you're going to be just so shocked.
Now, finally, months later, they're like, oh, maybe
they look into his background. So while
besides
he was
the
in
part
prison,
that he's a felon and he's been in prison.
Right. Yeah. So while he was in prison, he got addicted to heroin. So there's something they should have looked at. So he had contacts on the outside and that gave him the heroin. So he's a heroin addict this whole time. Right. And of course, shocking, he was been having an affair. We don't learn about the affair woman, but I'm assuming, again, she's not sighted. She does not have her sight.
Doesn't he care is about not, lumpy heads
right.
or skulls.
She's, something's wrong with her, but he's having an affair. And he's a mama's boy. He feared his mama's rejection and mama wouldn't give him money if he got divorced. She'd be very upset with him.
Yep, she doesn't believe in divorce.
Yeah, so he couldn't upset mama. So all of these reasons, he decides he's going to kill
her
his wife
instead.
So now they find the weirdest thing ever. The manuscript, he's writing some sort of book or play or something. It's called MD, Mass Destruction. Talk about douche nerd.
Yes.
Idiot. It's all about Tony losing his license and the conspiracy against him and how he was wronged. He was faulted. It's none of this is his
People
fault.
People just die in surgery.
Right.
That's his thing.
Right. He just
sometimes
he
they
didn't
die.
Do anything wrong. Yeah. He didn't at all. So his whole plot, the reason he started trying to kill his wife, the reason he got back together with his wife was so that he was going to make her sick, poison her with arsenic, and then have her have some kind of surgery,
mm-hmm.
have her die on the table. So they didn't really want anyone to know she had this poisoning in her. Have her die on the table so he could just say, look it, see? People just sometimes die on the table, and my own wife died on the table, and I don't even care. So you shouldn't be mad that I killed that girl giving her new boobs. What kind of a moron has that reasoning and puts in that kind of plan?
I'm going to use my wife as proof
to get my medical license
back.
Yep. So it just happens. It can happen to anybody. It happened to my own wife. And I was like, well, whatever. It happens.
Cool idea.
What an idiot. What a psycho. That's a sociopath. So the reason she is staying alive is because his little doses he kept giving her, she was forming like a tolerance to it.
Yes.
So she could keep getting bigger and bigger doses and her body was used to it. So she's living through it because he's been giving it to her for
she's
so
like
long.
The man in black in the Princess Bride.
Yes.
He's been building
up a
tolerance
dose from the machine.
To Iocane powder.
Oh, yes.
Remember? Because he could drink out of either cup.
Right. Either one. He was smart.
Wesley.
Yes. Wesley had it all planned out. He was smart and good looking. Rare breed for sure.
Wesley. As you wish.
Yes. So Debbie jokingly says, I bet Debbie this dick.
She's a real jokester. Right.
Kept wondering, how is this bitch still alive? He keeps trying to kill her over and over again. Mm-hmm. They figure he vandalized his own home, which we can all tell. Nobody cares enough about you to do that. Right. To get out of bed or at night and go spray paint on your house. Nobody cares.
Nope.
So the attorney during his deposition or whatever asked him, did you try to kill your wife? And all he said, he didn't answer one way or another. He just looks down and goes, I can understand why you'd say that. That was his answer.
Yep.
What? Who answers like that? And so they pretty much knew, what? So he pleads guilty to attempted first degree assault. Dumb.
Yes. But if Bolt had.
Yeah.
Did anything for us. It was just that he didn't waste anybody's time in the court.
Right, he always pled guilty.
At least he pled guilty every time. Yeah. No one had to sit on jury duty for his shit. He was just
he didn't waste time that way.
He wanted to go back to jail so he could get his heroin back.
I guess you could get heroin pretty easy in jail. I didn't realize. Apparently. Maybe I should have. I don't know. What a joke. So he gets 15 years in prison, which we'll look at We'll look at that.
Yeah.
Debbie survives. So we're obviously, because Debbie's talking throughout the episode. Thankfully dumped him.
Joking. Yeah.
My God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, she took him back.
But I
love him so much. She still has lasting effects. Obviously, her body was poisoned the record
She's
holder.
In the Guinness Book right. World Records.
So she has fine motor damage, numbness in her extremities. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, I'm sure it she'll sucks. Suffer those the whole rest yes. of her life. So here's what I found. So he actually did all 15 years, which is good. So he got out 2015, because it was about 2000 when he went in.
Mm-hmm.
So he still has no medical license. So look him up. He's still in New York around Seneca. He changed his name to Tony Hoat. I don't know. But I guess Pignataro is a pretty tough
That's
name.
That's very recognizable.
Tony Hoat. So he's Tony Hoat. He is selling medical equipment online as a medical person with no medical license. So the first kind of thing I looked at is people in Seneca were coming, the news found out and were coming up to him saying, why are you selling, it's still in the medical business. Why are you selling medical supplies to people and having a false website? And you're going to die. We'll put a picture up how he looks. He looks like his disguise is like a Blanche Devereaux wig. Imagine Blanche Devereaux.
A bolt on.
Really big. Yeah. Really big hair. A Blanche Devereaux wig. And if you cut your pubes and put them on scotch tape and made a Fu Manchu.
Oh, no. His
beard. Like a pube scotch tape beard. Fu Manchu. exactly. That's the only thing it could have been. He looks disgusting. So then he feels, I'm getting the heat as Tony Hoat. And he moves to Florida.
Well, that's a better place for him.
But no, the news then
they found
finds
him
in Florida because now he is running an elder care.
No.
He is conning old people and saying that he is charging them $3,000 to $4,000 a month for elder care. He is not a physician. And he's saying that he can give them their meds and go do home care for them. He has this whole website. He's selling himself as a senior caregiver. So then there were all these news stories in Florida chasing him down with a scotch tape pube beard. And he's never answering, but he looks like death. I mean, he looks gross. So this terrible wig. And then that was like 2018. So hopefully, I don't think he's still doing it, but they were on to him saying notorious Tony Pignataro is in Florida being a dick again. So he just doesn't learn. He's not learning. I mean, I'm sure that they can file criminal charges on him again. He's lying. And you cannot give medicines and treat people medically without a medical license.
No.
And in that terrible wig and beard.
And what if he's telling all the old people in the senior care, like, you got to try one of these. The ladies will love you.
I mean,
when I screw these bolts into your head.
Put their toupee, Harold. Toupees on Harold.
Marge will think this is the shit.
I know. So this guy was a humongous, worthless piece of crap.
Total.
How is he allowed to just... How do people get through life still being huge pieces of crap and then he still never learns? He never learns.
No, and he... It's like... Who was the guy that put the sheep head on his...
Oh, yeah. That was Grant.
Graham.
Graham.
Yes. Like when he was sending own self death threats too. Like, come on.
Yeah. They just think people are so dumb that they're smarter than everybody else. And you're not. You aren't. You were for a while because these cops kept blaming your wife for poisoning herself.
Can you believe that?
I just, what a ridiculous
That's infuriating. Piece of shit. And again, all he would have had to do was just pay for the divorce.
Your mom will forgive you.
Yeah.
Maybe, but or just, you know, run don't off worry about what your mom's going to say.
Girlfriend, he could apparently still
she could take get her laid. Cane.
Yeah, even though he had Blind bolts cane. On his head. Yeah.
I know. Right.
Good job.
Yeah, so that you need to watch that story. It's pretty good for the visuals of this man's look.
So check our Instagram and you can see we'll his bald head and his pube Fu Manchu.
It was terrible. But all he had to do was just pay for his goddamn divorce and just he didn't.
Do it.
Rat trap. All right.
Bye.
Bye.